Hey there, Calm Queens. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, coming at you live with another dose of real talk about navigating life's little curveballs, especially those pesky stress monsters that seem to pop up out of nowhere. Today we're diving deep into something super crucial. Prioritizing your mental health and setting healthy boundaries. Because let's be honest, ladies, sometimes it feels like our plates are overflowing with TDOS expectations and people pulling at us in every direction. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things while trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. And that's why today's episode is all about reclaiming your power, setting those boundaries with fierce love, and making sure your mental well-being takes center stage. We're talking practical tips, relatable stories, and that healthy dose of Laura's signature humor to help you navigate this amazing journey called life, one boundary at a time. All right, come queens, let's break down some key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and ready to rock your world. First things first, recognizing the signs of stress is like having your own personal alarm system. It's about tuning into those little whispers in your body and mind before they turn into full-blown alarms. You know that feeling when your stomach knots up, your head pounds, or you just feel drained all the time? Those are red flags, ladies. Next, remember this. Saying no is not a dirty word. In fact, it's a superpower. Learning to set boundaries is about protecting your energy and prioritizing what truly matters. It's about saying yes to yourself and no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. You deserve to have your time respected, your feelings valued, and your energy protected. Communication is key. Sometimes those boundaries can feel a little awkward at first. But remember, clear and honest communication is like having a GPS system for your relationships. It helps everyone stay on track and avoid those frustrating detours caused by misunderstandings. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations, even if it feels a little uncomfortable at first. Trust me, the peace of mind it brings is worth it. Now, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that make you feel truly alive and vibrant. Whether it's carving out time for activities you love, spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or simply taking a few deep breaths to reconnect with yourself, self-care is an essential ingredient for maintaining a healthy balance. Finally, remember this. You are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. And setting those boundaries is like saying, I believe in my worth and I'm committed to living a life that aligns with my values. It's a powerful act of self-love that ripples out into every aspect of your world. You know that feeling when you finally said no to something that was draining your energy, even though it felt a little scary at first. And then bam, you feel this wave of relief wash over you. That's the power of setting boundaries, ladies. It's about taking control of your life and creating space for the things that truly bring you joy and fulfillment. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was juggling way too many commitments, work, friends, family, volunteering. The list goes on. I felt like I was constantly running on fumes, barely keeping my head above water. Then one day, I had a wake-up call. I realized I needed to make some changes, so I started saying no to things that weren't serving me anymore. It wasn't easy at first, but as I practiced setting those boundaries, I felt this incredible shift in my energy and well-being. Suddenly, I had more time for the things I loved, I felt less stressed, and I was able to show up as a better version of myself in all areas of my life. Remember, calm queens, you don't have to do it all. It's okay to prioritize your mental health and well-being. You deserve to feel balanced, energized, and fulfilled. So, let's keep practicing those boundary-setting skills, taking care of ourselves, and rocking this beautiful journey called life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've successfully set boundaries in your own life? Share your tips and stories with me on social media. Use the hashtag #calmqueenenergy. Let's keep this conversation going, ladies. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and always remember that you are worthy of all the good things life has to offer.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.